Hey, folks, we're here with Ed Gratchik from Seton Corporation down the road, and we wanted to talk a little bit about Media Center. So, you know, 90 million copies of Windows 7, give or take, have been sold. Lots of people have Media Center on their machine, and they probably don't even know it. They probably might not even have gone in and done the configuration at all. And one of the problems there is people probably don't know about TV tuners and what you need to do to actually build out a Media Center machine. So we're going to talk about that today. So the first thing that you need to have if you want to record your cable TV is a tuner. Now, explain a little bit about what makes the Seton tuner different from other tuner cards.
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, in the U.S., you have a cable standard that was initiated by a company, an organization called Cable Labs. And it's called the cable card, which is actually this little card that I have here.
So this is basically a cable box and a card.
Yeah, it's essentially a cable box and a card. And what you have for cable programming is the programming is, of course, encrypted as it comes over the wires into your home. And typically, it gets unencrypted in a cable set-top box. And what the cable card enables is that same unencryption or decryption on third-party devices like a PC.
And where does someone get a cable card like that?
So you'd get this from your cable operator.
And it costs a couple extra dollars a month.
Yeah, usually
it's
a couple
like
extra.
It's like renting a cable box.
Yeah, well, it's a lot cheaper than renting a cable box.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is. Usually it's a couple extra dollars a month, depending on your cable operator. Sometimes the first card's free or what have you. Interestingly, in the United States, most cable operators are required by law to support this. It was something that the FCC mandated so that consumers had choice in the devices. So you weren't locked into having to have a cable box that you had to rent from your cable operator.
And so typically, TV tuner cards that have been sold in the past, they didn't use cable card. So that meant that you could record your cable, but you got like whatever unencrypted channels that they were delivering, which might be, you know, maybe the first 15 or something like that.
Yeah, in fact, it's been one of the, from our perspective, kind of a missing link for Media Center, because for years, Media Center supported television.
Yeah.
It just hasn't supported pay TV or subscription TV. And in the U.S., about 65% of households subscribe to cable.
Yeah.
And so with PCs, you've had tuners that will get over-the-air broadcast television. So, you know, a small percentage of people get their TV that way. Or you've had unencrypted cable, which, as you said, is just a limited number of channels. And in fact, that the number of channels is shrinking as the cable operators are encrypting more and more of those channels. So the real missing link has been a solution to get your premium pay TV services. So not just your ABC, CBS, Fox, but also your HBO, Showtime, and Cinemax.
And in the past, if you wanted to record like HBO on your Media Center, you had to go buy a brand name Media Center. You know, it's ready for Media Center machine that could take cable card. One of the changes that's been made recently is that we've made it so that you can build your own Media Center at home. We've got a tool called the Cable Advisor tool, I believe.
Right.
You can run that on your machine. It'll tell you if your machine is capable of running everything that you need. The next step is to get a Seton card, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that was one of the big changes that happened around September was Microsoft and this organization, Cable Labs, made a huge change for Windows 7, which was you didn't have to have a quote-unquote cable-ready PC to run technology like this. So that meant any Windows 7 PC that would pass the Cable Advisor tool would qualify. So that meant not only could you buy this on a new PC like before, but now you could upgrade your existing PC. So that really opened up the market.
Or you can build out your own Media Center box that fits your living room or wherever you're going to put it.
Exactly. We have a lot of our fans are, you know, they go to Fry's or Newegg and build their own PCs. And what's unique about our card, so this is the what we call the Infinity V4. What's unique about this is it's the world's first TV tuner card for the PC that has multiple tuners.
Yeah.
For digital cable. So what this, the Infinity V4, has is actually four different tuners for digital cable. So one card in a PC with a single cable card from your cable operator will give you the ability to watch or record up to four live channels of HDTV at once.
That's awesome. So I rent a DVR from the cable company, and it can record two at once, and that's great. But this has four.
Exactly.
Even better.
Yeah, that's the big difference. And, there were products on the market before that were single tuner cable card for about $250.
Yeah.
So we've done four on one card for $399. So from a cost per tuner, it's really attractive to people that want to have that capability in their PCs. And even more importantly, you only require, again, the one cable card.
Yeah.
So the single tuner products, you need a cable card for each one, and it's just more complicated and more expensive and what have you. And ironically, when you kind of do the math, if you're a household like mine, where I've got a couple DVR boxes and a couple other HD boxes, and I was spending $65 a month just renting hardware from my cable operator.
Yeah.
And that adds up really quick. In a year you're spending $700-$800 just on cable rental fees.
Yeah.
Not counting the programming.
And some people probably have a couple of DVRs because there's times when there's three shows on
Absolutely,
at once.
Yeah.
But it makes more sense to have one machine that's doing all the capture, and then you can distribute that out to the other TVs in your house.
Yeah, and that's the other beauty with Media Center and Infinity TV 4 is we take advantage of the whole Media Center extender functionality. So if you had a PC like this with our card installed and it was connected to your home network, and you had three or four other TVs connected to the home network through a Media Center extender like the Xbox 360, then you've got whole home TV service.
Yeah.
One DVR with a big hard drive to record all your programs, four programs at once, and the ability to watch live or recorded TV on all those other TVs connected via extender. So it's really a nice whole home platform. In fact, the only whole home TV platform in the world that gives you that four tuner capability.
Yeah. So it's something that just a couple of years ago would have cost a fortune and been, incredible to try to set up on your own in your house. Now you can do it by throwing some Xboxes out there and putting together your own media center.
Yeah, no, exactly. In fact, I have friends here at Microsoft who are telling me where they had four of the single tuner cards. So they spent like $1,200 on TV tuners that's running on a $500 PC. It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But in order to get that kind of comparable functionality, that's what they needed.
So what do I need to have in my PC to be able to take this card and be able to use it?
Well, essentially all you need is a PC that's powerful enough to run the Cable Advisor tool.
Yeah.
And because a lot of the kind of heavy lifting from a video processing perspective is actually done on the card, you don't need a terribly powerful PC.
So that's one of the things I was thinking about is if I'm recording four HD streams, people think, well, when I play an HD video on my computer, I need to have a kind of a robust machine. If I'm recording four of them at once, that's got to be, a big, beefy machine that does that. But a lot of it's done here on the card. So
yeah, exactly. A lot of it's done on the card. And if you go to www.seatoncorp.com, we have all the system requirements in terms of CPU and what have you. But, the point is for about $450, you can walk into retail and buy a PC that is powerful enough. The big requirement for us is you have to have an available PCIe slot.
Yeah.
So as you can tell, this is a low-profile PCIe card, and we actually ship with both low profile and full height backplates. So whether you're installing it in a slim entertainment PC like this or a full height PC, you've got the option for both. And all you need is that one slot, and it's an X1 PCIe slot. So whether you have X1 or X16, the card will work.
So it's the really small one that you normally see in a newer PC. PCIe is kind of a newer interface for computers. So if you have an old computer, you might not have it. You might want to open up your machine. We broke open this one here just to kind of show, that's where it goes in there.
Yep, you'd essentially just plug it in here.
And the low profile on there, I mean, this is why we pulled out this machine.
Right, exactly.
It's an older one, but it's a low profile machine, and that would work fine in there.
Yeah, in fact, we even have it running in slimmer PCs where you can actually install it kind of vertically.
Mounted sideways.
So, in fact, we have built our own PCs from literally just parts from Fry's that are smaller than the set-top box I have at home.
Yeah.
So you can get really nice, small, kind of cool form factor devices. But you install it in the PC, you would plug the cable card.
And cable card, you call your cable company and tell them to come out with a card, and they'll usually bring it out to you.
Well, it depends. Here in Seattle, you can just go pick it up. Some, depending on your operator, they may do what they call truck roll, where they send someone out to your house. But you do have to go through a pairing process. So you basically plug the card here. You would plug, this is actually a special RF adapter. One of the interesting engineering challenges was, as you can tell, the cable card itself is almost the width of the low profile board.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do low profile because we knew a lot of people wanted these smaller PCs as opposed to like a full height PCI. But you literally couldn't fit a full RF adapter. So we have this kind of very cool mini RF adapter. So it's just a mini, mini cable there that you just
plug that in, and then the cable plugs into that?
And this plugs into your regular cable outlet, and that goes in your PC, and you're off and running.
Nice.
You know, once that's done, you go through the setup in Media Center, and at one point it takes you through this cable pairing process, where mm-hmm. you have to call up your cable operator, or if an engineer's there at your house installing it, he'll do it for you. But they basically have to pair this cable card to your local cable system so that it knows that you're Larry and you subscribe to HBO,
yeah.
so we'll give you HBO as opposed to your neighbor who won't.
Yeah. So what do people have to do to go ahead and pre-order this?
So, yeah, one of the exciting things is we announced just about a week ago a pre-order program, and it's available today from three different retailers, Canon PC, Fluid Digital, and Zones.com. It's available for $3.99. You can basically go in, go to SeatonCorp.com. There's a Buy Now page, and it'll link you off to all those different retailers. And you can get your order in today to guarantee that you're part of this first production run that will start shipping on May 31st.
So beginning in April, I can have a nice four-tuner Media Center.
Exactly. Yep. We'll ship on May 31st. And so that, you know, first week or two, depending on the shipping options you choose,
awesome.
You'll have a nice little Infinity V4 show up at your doorstep, and you'll be off and running.
Great. Well, thanks for coming and showing us this today.
Great. Thank you.